We are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It is called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It is an insider look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on hot topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Black Tech Green Money isn't just about telling the stories of successful black entrepreneurs. It's also about giving actionable and wealth-building strategies that help you protect the future of our communities. That's why we're pleased to be supported by State Farm Insurance. State Farm also believes that we must invest in our communities to achieve economic growth by sponsoring programs like the AXO, which rewards high school students for their academic achievements. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Elevate your summer with Osea's best-selling body care set. It's everything you need for radiant summer skin on the go. Featuring travel sizes of Osea's clean, vegan, cruelty-free, and climate-neutral skincare, like their best-selling Undaria Algae Body Oil. Right now, you can get the best-sellers body care set, a $78 value, 33% off. And use code SUMMER to save an additional 10%. That's an additional 10% off at oceamalibu.com, code SUMMER.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in L.A., and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's time for Donkey of the Day.
I ain't trying to be Donkey of the Day no more.
They should be embarrassed by what they already did. I'm not making these people do these things.
Called Donkey of the Day, and it really caught me off guard.
Damn, Charlamagne, who got the Donkey of the Day today?
Well, Jess Hilarious, Donkey of the Day for Thursday, October 5th, goes to a North Dakota man named George Demarius. He's 33 years old. And he loves McDonald's. Okay, it's very hard to do Donkey of the Days like this and not sound like I'm doing a commercial, but it's not an advertisement. I'm just reminiscing. I think it's safe to say that 95% of the world, regardless of how you feel about fast food, has some type of positive core memory in regards to the Golden Arches. Okay, if you're born in the 1900s like I am, then you know Ronald McDonald, you know the Hamburglar, you know Mac Tonight, you know Birdie the Early Bird, you know Officer Big Mac, you know Grimace. You know why those characters are so popular? Because McDonald's is so popular, okay? We've all took a dive in that McDonald's playpen at some point in our lives. Envy, did you ever play with those colored balls in the playpen when you was a kid? Of course you did, all right? But the reason we really love McDonald's is because of the food, okay? Once again, I was born in 1978, so I grew up when McDonald's, my mouth watering just thinking about it. But I grew up and when McDonald's used to cook their fries in a vat of cottonseed oil and beef tallow, commonly known as fat. Okay, Malcolm Gladwell did an amazing podcast on this one time. Go listen to it. Malcolm Gladwell's Revisionist History titled McDonald's Broke My Heart. Listen, when those fries were loaded with saturated fat, amazing! Okay, McDonald's switched to pure vegetable oil in 1990. That's why the fries lost their meaty taste, but they still slap. All right, but McDonald's fries, when they are hot, are some of the ultimate comfort food. Moral of the story is, we all love McDonald's, or have loved McDonald's at some point, but I believe it's safe to say none of us love McDonald's as much as George Demarius. See, George Demarius is the type of human I hate because he's an entitled prick. I can't stand people with a sense of entitlement. Entitlement is the grossest kind of human behavior. A sense of entitlement is a cancerous thought process that is void of gratitude, and it is a death blow to any type of relationship. And this man, George Demarius, is beyond entitled. See, he walked into a McDonald's and went up to a random customer in McDonald's and demanded this man buy him a Big Mac and a Happy Meal. First of all, 33 is a big age, okay? Way too big to be asking for a Happy Meal. What the hell are you gonna do with a kid size frying some apple slices? This man asked for a Happy Meal, and the person he was demanding this Happy Meal from replied, rightfully so, get a job. And when he said that, all hell broke loose. Let's go to CBS News for the report, please.
Police in Bismarck arrested two people this weekend after one man was acting violent near a fast food restaurant. That happened a little before 1 o'clock in the afternoon at McDonald's along Tyler Parkway. Police say a man told them he was walking in to grab lunch when he was approached by another man, George Demarius. The man said Demarius asked him to buy him a Big Mac and a Happy Meal. Police say the man told Demarius to go get a job. The man says he then walked in to get in line when he says Demarius followed him inside and pointed a gun at him, telling him what he said was disrespectful. Witnesses then say Demarius swore at the man and left. Police also arrested Demarius' girlfriend, Eloise Flyingby, because they say she gave officers a fake name. Police also say Demarius had concealed the gun he was carrying in his one-year-old daughter's stroller. Demarius appeared in court this afternoon, and he is being charged with terrorizing.
I would like the record to show that Eloise Flyingby sounds like a fake name. So what name did she give? I want to know the name she actually gave. First of all, dropping the clues bombs for Trent Guffmiller, okay? He's the 43-year-old man who rightfully told George to get a job and proceeded to get in line and order his own food. Now, I'm going to tell you straight up, I probably would have bought the food for George. Okay, depending how he asked. And because I would have asked him, are you getting this Happy Meal because a child you love is hungry? And Trent, I have to say, I don't know how things are in North Dakota. Personally, I wouldn't have dismissed this man like that. Even though I have no problem with what you said and how you handled yourself, I just feel like I wouldn't have dismissed this man like that, not in 2023. I would have treated him a little bit more kinder, treated him like a human, simply because this man is clearly dealing with something. There are some issues here. There is some pain that he clearly couldn't wait to project. And if you're 33 and you come into a McDonald's asking another grown man to buy you a Big Mac and a Happy Meal, then life clearly has you dealing with some desperate times. Now, the president of the Fat Lives Matter Committee said to me this morning, I should have given the hee-haw solely to Trent, because what happened to paying it forward? What happened to being a good Samaritan? Look out for your fellow man. He told me if there is a choice between a bullet and a Happy Meal, he's taking the Happy Meal. Of course you would, because you're fat, okay?
Jesus.
I also replied to him, let the record show you would take the Happy Meal regardless. Now,
that's facts.
That is facts. Trent didn't know it was going to escalate to this, though. He didn't know it was going to escalate to gunplay. And I hate when we tell the victim it's their fault, because it's not. This is nobody's issue but George's. Not only did George put himself in danger, he put his one-year-old daughter in danger because he stashed a 9mm pistol inside the stroller where his one-year-old daughter was sitting, and officers had to point their gun in the direction of him and his young daughter while arresting him. Listen, we all love McDonald's, but not enough to be charged with terrorizing with a dangerous weapon. Now, George has potentially traded in his love of the Golden Arches for golden showers. From the playpen to the penitentiary. From the quarter pounder to getting pounded every quarter hour. From nuggets with sweet and sour sauce to niggas skeeting sauce on you in showers. That is not what you want your life to be, kids. Please give George Demarius. Oh, matter of fact.
McDonald's. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. I'm loving it.
Now, please give George Demarius the sweet sounds of the Hamiltones.
You are the donkey of the day.
I think it's very
you
nasty.
Are the donkey
no, you nasty.
Of the day. Yeehaw.
I agree with you. It is nasty that George pulled a gun on that man just because he wouldn't buy him some McDonald's.
No, great play of words.
What are you talking about?
Golden nuggets to golden showers.
Who said that?
Sweet and sour sauce to, you know what, in the shower.
Who said that?
You!
I ain't saying none of those things. Prove it.
All right, well, thank you for that Donkey Today. BET, we'll see y'all tomorrow. Peace, BET.
Mm-hmm.
Donkey Today is brought to you by the Law Office of Michael S. Lamonsoff. Don't be a donkey. Dial #250 on your cell and say the bull if you've been hurt in a construction accident. That's #250 from your cell and say the bull.
Wake that ass up.
Early in the morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in L.A., and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I used to have so many men.
How this beguiling woman in her 50s...
She looked like a million bucks.
...scams a bunch of famous athletes out of untold fortunes...
Nearly $10 million was all gone.
It's just unbelievable.
Hide your money in your old Richmond, because she is on the prowl.
Listen to Queen of the Con, Season 5, The Athlete Whisperer, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. Listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
Oh, hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and my podcast Climbing in Heels is back and better than ever. You might know me from the Rachel Zoe Project, or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. Climbing in Heels is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.